that water comes up from the Gulf, then it go back there. But just that's with a heavy south wind, southeast wind. But the minute that wind goes down, that water goes right back out.
When the wind starts?
When it quits blowing, you see. But with a heavy wind like that, my granddaughter was here a while ago. She lives at the other end, and I've got property that goes along the ridge, and I've got a big canal cut there, about 14 foot wide, and it was first cut at 8 feet. But it's not quite that deep no more because from heavy rains and stuff, you know, it washes the silt in that stuff. But she's, they got them a building, they got their home there right next to that byre. And yesterday she told me, she said, boy, the water come up high in the canal back there this morning. But she says, look like it's going down already. The wind had slacked, you know, it's going back because it's got big wide open canals all the way.
Do you have any place where water stands around a long time around here? You got a marsh, right? Water stays in the marsh all the time. What about a place that would have trees in it?
About what?
A place that would have trees in it. And it would have water standing in it a lot of the time.
No, now the willow trees, we used to have plenty of willows here, what we call a willow tree.
Uh-huh.
Well, they all died out. We don't know if it's the salt water or the drought that killed them. But we notice, and you can notice that when you go back, if you did notice it when you come, when you get off of the end of Pecan Island and you turn to go hit the bridge, you turn practically due north. Well, you get up, there's a fellow farming there, a Stelly. Maybe you've seen that farm right out in the marsh.
Right.
Well, when you get past his house, you see strings of willows are going east and west. A lot of willow trees. And also on your left-hand side, you see some. I used to hunt alligators in there. All through that, we called it willow swamps. It's very low. And those bullies would hunt those low places and get in there. I used to hunt alligators in there.
A place in the woods, have you ever seen a place in the woods that might be kind of deep and narrow? Maybe a stream had kind of cut a place through there?
No.
You know what a slough is? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, we know what a slough is. That's a place that water will wash up and come back up.
Yeah, but y'all don't have any of them here.
No. Now, we had what we call coops that cut across the ridge. Yeah,
yeah.
I told you that already.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah.
The type soil you had here, that real black soil that was sticky, they call that?
Well, we call that clay. And a lot of people call it buckshot land. Because it's black, and whenever you plow it up, it comes up all in little bumps, you know. Some of it. And others, man, it's so sticky, if your plow is not good and bright, it would stick on it. It wouldn't turn it off.
If your plow wasn't
well cleaned up. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they said there was one hour of the day that you could work buckshot land, and that was usually when you were having lunch.
Well, you had to let it get, you couldn't plow it too wet. And you couldn't do it too hard. You had to watch it. Well, if you plowed it too hard, man, it would break up in great big clods. It would hold together.
Uh-huh.
So you'd have to plow it. The question is this. You had to plow it any way that you could get to it, not too soft and not too hard, because you had to plow it and then let it set. It had to dry out, in other words. It had to completely dry out after you plowed it. Then you had to wait for a rain before you could work it and get it in shape to plant. That's what you had to do. But that was good for corn,